Corn, pick up a lot of corn cobs, shucks.
Yeah.
And corn cobs, and you'd bring you a basket of corn cobs and shucks, and then you'd pick up a little kindling and them, and you'd start it. Then we'd call that a back log. Go and cut a log, oak log like that. Put it in the back. You see, mine's a dummy. That's why it don't look like that. But if you go to my father's, you'll see two real ones there. They still burn that, make that fire in it.
Did you have any chores? In other words, you had to clean, you had to get out all...
Did I have chores? Could you imagine somebody with 9 children and me be the oldest one and not have any chores?
You were the oldest?
I was the oldest one. I had 2 half-brothers older than me. My mother's first husband drowned in a place they called Southwest Pass on the way to Chain Arrow Key.
I know. It's right near Code Island or something?
Yeah, something out there. And then she married my father when my second little brother was just 1.5 years old.
What happened?
Her first husband drowned. And then she had these 2 little boys, and she married my father. And that's when she moved over here. I was the oldest one out of the 9. My mother was pregnant 18 times. I was the oldest one. And the ones that lived, 9 or 10 lived, 9 of us lived.
What were their names?
Well, Oscar and Herman, they was my half-brothers. They were they're both dead now. Oscar and Herman, my name's Mabel. Martin, he lives in Port Arthur. Emily, she's Miss Pierre Leger, she lives in El Coastal. Arlene, she lives in Galveston. Roberta, she lives in Kaplan, she's Miss Granberry. And George lives in Abbeville. Marshall, he passed away, left a wife with 8 little children. He was a school teacher, had brain tumor, and he died. Marshall and Glenn and Buford, he's on the car, and Marshall
Buford's on
Glenn.
Cal.
He's on the car drive, yes.
What is a cow? You mean, what do they do in a cow drive? Do they?
Well, they drive the cattle from this range. They change ranges, like from fall to winter, you know, from spring to fall and fall to spring. They put the cattle out there, let's say October. Now they're going to bring them back over here, and they're going to vaccinate them and take care of them and cull them out, like if they have too many heifers or too many beeves. Well, they sell the beeves, and they brand the heifers and put them back on the range.
What's a beef?
A beef is a, well, it's a male animal, you see.
Oh, well, I see.
Yeah, a male animal, and a heifer is the female. Well, they generally keep the females to breed, and they sell the beeves. You just need one beef for maybe 8 or 10 females to breed. Well, they sell the beeves and keep the heifers. And they cull out their worst old cows. If they got a cow that don't breed, well, they get rid of it, you know, and save the good ones.
I see.
That's the way they do.
What I was talking about was the chit, the part of the fireplace. You'd have to get all the
dirty part of it out.
Yeah, did you have to ever clean out the?
No, I never did do that. The chimney sweepers would do that. Mostly the birds that would live in there in summertime, and I guess the old folks did, but I didn't.
The Martin? Clean out the whole
house. Yeah, clean out, they live up there and they brush all that soot down, and it falls down all through the year.
Yeah, but the fireplace itself, you were always having to...
Oh yeah, make the fire, yes, I did that many, many, many times. Sit there, and I still do sit there and enjoy it at night. Enjoy a fireplace.
Yeah, Miss, let's see, what color was the stuff you had to get out of there, you know?
Like the ashes?
Yeah.
Well, it was sort of gray.
White
looking, a lot of times depend what kind of wood you burnt too. You burnt like cypress.